Don't worry about anything, but in everything by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God, and the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 and 7. Thanks for joining us today. This is the Hour of Intercession. I'm Pastor Joseph Parker. We invite you to look with us in the Word of God, to begin with in the book of Psalms, Psalm 1, beginning at verse 1. Blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stands in the path of sinners, nor sits in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law he meditates day and night. He shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that brings forth its fruit in its season, whose leaf also shall not wither, and whatever he does shall prosper. The ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind drives away. Therefore the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knows the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish. All of Psalm 1. Then Psalm 19, beginning at verse 1. The heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament shows his handiwork. Day unto day utter speech, and night unto night reveals knowledge. There's no speech nor language where their voice is not heard. Their line has gone out through all the earth, and their words to the end of the world. In them he has set a tabernacle for the sun, which is like a bridegroom coming out of his chamber, and rejoices like a strong man to run its race. Its rising is from one end of heaven, and its circuit to the other end, and there's nothing hidden from its heat. The law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. The statutes of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandment of the Lord is pure, enlightening the eyes. The fear of the Lord is clean, enduring forever. The judgments of the Lord are true and righteous altogether. More to be desired are they than gold, yea, than much fine gold, sweeter also than honey and the honeycomb. Moreover, by them your servant is warned, and in keeping them there is great reward. Who can understand his errors? Cleanse me from secret faults. Keep back your servant also from presumptuous sins. Let them not have dominion over me. Then I shall be blameless, and I shall be innocent of great transgression. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. All of Psalm 19. Thank you, Father, once again for the wonderful and the powerful and the blessed Word of God. Thank you for the privilege we have of being able to spend time with you one-on-one as we simply open your Word and spend time in your presence. Thank you for how that you breathe your breath on us as we read your word, and we take that breath in and it blesses our mind, body, and spirit. And Lord, thank you for the truth that nothing blesses us and our lives like your powerful word. With every passing day, Father, more and more, help us to be a people that fall more in love with you and with your word, and empower us all to become much more faithful hearers and doers of your word, and anoint us all afresh with a spirit of prayer, praise, worship, and thanksgiving. We thank you and we praise you. Hallelujah. Thank you for your goodness. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your love. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Thank you for listening to the Hour of Intercession. Isaac Jackson is our producer. He's going to lead us in prayer at this time.
Heavenly Father, thank you so much for these moments. And Heavenly Father, I just ask that you'd call us to be present with you now, that we'd set aside all of our distractions, that we'd focus on your face. Thank you so much, Heavenly Father, for how good your presence is, for how good your word is, for how good your truth is. Heavenly Father, help us set our hearts, our minds on wisdom. Help us set on hungering for your truth, hungering for your understanding. Heavenly Father, thank you so much for what you provide for us. And help us just to be fully, fully, fully present with seeking after your ways in these moments. Thank you so much that all that you do is good. And thank you so much for what you're going to do now. In your holy name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Isaac. And thank you again for listening to the Hour of Intercession. As we often do, we do share resource discipleship articles that we not only share on the broadcast, but we encourage you to email us to get copies of so you can use them in your personal walk with the Lord, use them as tools to disciple your own family, but also tools you can forward and share by way of email with fellow church members, extended family members, persons you may work with, saved or unsaved persons. Again, seeds in the form of these articles that we encourage you to share with others. This first article that we want to share from the AFA Stand is entitled, God's Word, 3 Chapters a Day. Psalm 119, verse 105, your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. And then Hebrews chapter 4, verse 12, for the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit, and of the joints and marrow, and is the discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. Again, Hebrews 4:12. Practicing daily spiritual habits are necessary in our daily walk with the Lord. Why is this true? Because followers of Christ are to be passionately faithful. In life, we form habits to help us consistently do things that are important to us, habits that help us accomplish the goals we believe are critical to our lives. I pretty regularly encourage believers to set a goal of reading at least 3 chapters in the Word of God every day in their lives. This habit is one of the most important to establish in the life of any believer. Why 3 chapters and why every day? If a believer reads 3 chapters in the Word of God every day, that can be a basic spiritual meal for him or for her. It might be that you read the same chapter 3 times over, or you may read 3 different chapters. Doing either one is fruitful and productive and wise. How is this helpful? The Word of God is Jesus, and Jesus is the Word of God. So when you're reading the Word of God, it's one-on-one time talking and spending time with the Lord Jesus Christ himself. It's your daily appointment time with him. The Lord Jesus will spend as much time with you as you will spend with him in his word. It's important for us to read the Word of God every single day. Just as our bodies need physical food every day, so too we must feed our spirits daily as well. God's Word is food for our spirits like physical food is food for our physical bodies. Feeding your physical body every day can help you to be strong, vibrant, and healthy. Feeding your spirit the Word of God daily can help you to be strong, vibrant, and spiritually healthy. Now, if a man or woman ate only a small snack once every other day, very soon he or she would grow physically weak. Likewise, when a believer only reads a verse or two from the Word of God every day or every other day, he or she will become spiritually weak. Sadly, it appears that too many believers live on what you could call a starvation diet spiritually when it comes to the Word of God. It's spiritual neglect. Too many believers may not even pick up a Bible for days in their lives. It's for this reason that many believers are spiritually anemic, spiritually weak and frail. My suggestion to you is today, start the habit of reading no less than 3 chapters in God's Word daily. It's a way of blessing and rewarding yourself. See Psalm 1 and Genesis chapter 15, verse 1. Why not start rewarding yourself today? Here are 10 great reasons to start reading God's Word daily. First, it tells you genuinely how to be saved and how to grow up in your faith. See John 3:16, Psalm 119, verse 105, Romans 12, 1 and 2, and Philippians 4, 6 and 7. Also, the Word of God gives you clear guidance and direction for your life. See Psalm 119, verse 105, 2 Timothy 3, 15 through 17. Next, it empowers your prayer life. See Philippians 4, verses 6 through 7. Another reason to read the Word daily, it sharpens your ability to hear the Holy Spirit more clearly in your life. See 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 5. Another reason, the Word of God ministers to your mind, body, and spirit. See Proverbs chapter 4, verses 20 through 22. Another reason, it helps you maintain your mental health. According to Dr. Paul Meyer, in fact, Dr. Paul Meyer indicated the number one thing you could do to maintain your mental health was read your Bible every single day. Another important reason to read the Word daily, reading the Word daily increases the anointing of God on every area of your life. See 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 5. Another reason, it increases your wisdom in every area of life. See Proverbs chapters 1 through 3. An additional reason, reading the Word daily enhances your intellect and your personality. It literally can increase your IQ. See 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 5. And then one more reason as to why we are wise to read the Word daily. Reading the Word daily pours grace, peace, mercy, and joy into your spirit, your mind, and your life. See 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 2. 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 2. 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 2. And Galatians chapter 5, verse 22. Reading 3 chapters a day from the Word of God will bless you tremendously. Let's make it a high priority. And parents, we're wise to have our children read 3 chapters aloud to us every day as well. It will greatly bless them, you, and your home. Again, the title of that article, God's Word, 3 chapters a day. If you'd like to get a copy, simply email us at joseph@afr.net. Again, that's joseph@afr.net. We'll look forward to getting that to you. And then this next article from the AFA Stand that we wrote is entitled Filling Your Life with God. Again, filling your life with God. Proverbs chapter 4, verses 20 to 22. My child, pay attention to what I say. Listen carefully to my words. Don't lose sight of them. Let them penetrate deep into your heart, for they bring life to those who find them and healing to their whole body. Proverbs 4, verses 20 to 22. Then Habakkuk chapter 2, verse 14 says, For the earth will be filled with the knowledge of the glory of the Lord as the waters cover the sea. Again, Habakkuk chapter 2, verse 14. Life is designed to be full of God. That's a simple yet profound truth. Fill your life with the light of God's Word. One powerful reason that we are wise to do this is because God's Word is pregnant with life, grace, and peace. God's Word is pregnant with the ability to bless your entire life. Psalm 119, verse 130 says, The entrance of your words gives light. It gives understanding to the simple. Again, Psalm 119, verse 130. And then Psalm 119, verse 105, Your Word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. How do we fill our lives with God? Fill your life with the Word of God. The Word of God is the light of God. Speak only the Word of God and the words that agree with the Word of God. Pray and ask the Lord to help you to do this in your life. In Joshua chapter 1, we're told, This book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate on it day and night, so that you may be careful to do according to all that is written in it. For then you will make your way prosperous, and then you will have good success. Joshua chapter 1, verse 8. What is the Lord telling us when he says, This book of the law shall not depart from your mouth in this book? The Lord commanded Joshua and us to continually speak the word of God. In other words, we're to make it a lifestyle of speaking the word of God and thus speak the promises and wisdom of God continually. Great power and wisdom exist in speaking God's word consistently in your life. Speaking the powerful word of God is a mighty way to use the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. There are at least 7 ways we can put the word of God to work in our lives very fruitfully every single day. We can read it, hear it, believe it, speak it, obey it, pray it, and meditate on it. God's word heals all the ills of life, and the word of God is Jesus. Wise people fill their lives with the Word of God. We think of words as tools or instruments for communication generally, and they are tools or instruments of communication, but they're much more than that. Our words are also weapons and power tools to accomplish tasks or things in our lives. Our words have power. We can pick up there on the other side. You're listening to the Hour of Intercession, that title of the second article, Filling Your Life with God. We'll be right back.
Sometimes the night was beautiful. Sometimes the sky was so far away. Sometimes Sometimes it seemed to stoop so close. You could touch it, but your heart would break. Sometimes the morning came too soon. Sometimes the day could be so hot. There was so much work left to do, but so much you'd already done. Oh God, you are my God, and I will ever praise you. Oh God, you are my God, and I will ever praise you. And I will seek you in the morning, and I will learn to walk in your ways. And step by step you'll lead me, and I will follow you all of my days. Sometimes I think of
the music of Rich Mullins with Sometimes by Step. Thanks for listening to the Hour of Intercession here on American Family Radio. We were sharing from an article entitled Filling Your Life with God, picking up close to where we left off. God's Word heals all the ills of life, and the Word of God is Jesus. Wise people fill their lives with the Word of God. We think of words as tools or instruments for communication, and they are tools or instruments of communication, but they're much more than that. Our words are also weapons and power tools to accomplish tasks or things in our lives. Our words have power. When we speak words, they carry power behind them. In Proverbs chapter 18, verse 21, it tells us, "Death and life are in the power of the tongue, and those who love it will eat its fruit." So we're very wise to speak God's word daily and to speak the promises from God's word every day as well. Also, praying God's word every day is very fruitful and will bless us in many, many ways. The habit of reading three chapters a day in the Word of God is a very wise habit. And it's wise for adults, children, for youth, and for children. Also, listening to the Word of God in some form of audio Bible or app is very fruitful as well. One can cover a lot of ground doing this every day. Yet, this should supplement your Bible reading, not replace it. Why? Because nothing can replace reading and meditating on God's Word daily. When you spend time reading and meditating on the Word of God, you're having an appointment with the Lord Jesus Christ Himself. It's time for one-on-one with Him. It's time for sitting at the feet of Jesus. See Luke 10, verses 38 to 42. He's not only sharing truth with you, He's also pouring grace, peace, wisdom, encouragement, joy, and healing into your spirit, your mind, and your body, your entire life, all at once. These things happen when you spend time reading and meditating on God's Word. Wisdom from Psalm 19, verses 7 to 14. The instructions of the Lord are perfect, reviving the soul. The decrees of the Lord are trustworthy, making wise the simple. The commandments of the Lord are right, bringing joy to the heart. The commands of the Lord are clear, giving insight for living. Reverence for the Lord is pure, lasting forever. The laws of the Lord are true. Each one is fair. They are more desirable than gold, even the finest gold. They are sweeter than honey, even honey dripping from the comb. They are a warning to your servant, a great reward for those who obey them. How can I know all the sins lurking in my heart? Cleanse me from hidden faults. Keep your servant from deliberate sins. Again, a portion of Psalm 19. For time reasons, we're going to end that there. But again, for the second article, if you'd like to get a copy, the second one also is entitled Filling Your Life with God. Simply email us at joseph@afr.net if you'd like to get a copy of this or both the articles, the first one entitled God's Word, Three Chapters a Day, the second article entitled Filling Your Life with God. We are very honored to have as our phone guest today, Brother Bob McCoy, a servant of the Lord Jesus Christ. I've had a chance to meet by phone, but we're grateful to have him come on and share some insights from his heart about the Word of God. Bob, how are you today?
I'm doing fine, thank you.
All righty. Well, Bob, I appreciate you coming on. And, you know, you and I have had the opportunity over a period of a good number of months to talk about the importance of the Word of God and reading God's Word. And so I'm grateful that you were willing and able to come on a broadcast to share your heart, because I think you have a lot to encourage many other believers with. So I'm going to ask if you'll take a moment, whatever you'd like to share with our listeners, so they'll know just who Bob is. But then I want you to share about when you first called American Family Radio and why you called. But if you'll take time to just introduce yourself, then dive in and talk about why you first gave us a call.
Sure. So my name's Bob McCoy. I'm an arborist for, you know, Nationwide Company, and my wife, Wendy, is an underwriter for Nationwide Insurance Company. And anyway, she started reading the Bible heavily about 12 years ago. She started reading about a half hour in the morning, half hour at night. She came to a point where she just took the book and she held it up to me and said, she goes, "I'm going to read this book till I know it, because I'm tired of waiting for someone to teach it to me." And I respect that, you know. She was just a little bit frustrated, because in all reality, you can go to church services your entire life and you'll never hear the Bible read one time. And as Pastor said, as you said, Pastor, you need to read on your own, or you're not going to get it. And so anyway, after years of reading, she surpassed me by many, many times. At that point, she started just reading every day. I don't think she's ever missed in 10 years, a half hour in the morning, half hour at night. And she holds a full-time career. Mm-hmm. But we were searching for, you know, when you go to church services, you know, you want to meet people with similar interests. And we rarely or never met anyone that read their Bibles, which was kind of discouraging. So my mom did read her Bible. She wore out many, many Bibles, and I happened to just marry a girl that is very similar in that aspect, and I'm very thankful for that. She is a faithful reader. But when we called you, we were looking for people. We were just looking for connections with people who actually read.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that's our first conversation.
Mm-hmm.
And, to be honest, it's just far and few between where we meet someone that actually reads their Bible every day, at least even one time a year.
Mm-hmm.
And, we just have that desire. I'm always encouraged to meet anyone that's a believer, but when you start talking about reading scripture, reading whole letters, reading whole sections, you know, not many people seem to do that, except I know you do, and I know one other pastor.
Mm-hmm.
I don't mind naming his name. Mm-hmm. Pastor Tony Jacobs in Vassar, Michigan, Calvary Chapel.
Mm-hmm.
He actually married my wife and I, and he reads anywhere from 1 to 4 chapters every time they meet.
Mm-hmm.
Just depends how long they are.
Mm.
But that's how we got to get first.
Well, I want to ask if at this point, would you pray for listeners to grow in their love for the Word of God and their commitment to reading it in it? Because, you know, the reality is, if a believer's not consistently reading the Word of God, if they're not reading it daily, they really don't know what they're missing. And it's good to grow to the place where you love the Word and don't want to miss a day in it. Would you pray for believers to grow with a passion to read the Word on a daily basis?
Sure. Father, I thank you for this day, another day of grace. I thank you for having the opportunity to be on this radio program with Pastor Joseph and Isaac. I thank you for your Word. We have your Word here in this country freely. There's probably a copy in every single home. I just ask that you would open our eyes to whatever you want us to see and learn today with respect to reading your word or listening to your word, and that you would show us what you want us to see, what you want us to do, not what we want, but what you want. And faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. And that means we have, as Pastor said many times over the last few minutes, it's either reading or listening, and that's where the faith comes from. And so I just ask your will be done. I thank you for the opportunity, and I pray that people would be encouraged to open it, to read it, to listen on an app, to listen on the internet, to listen on the phone, whatever way works for them, but that the word goes into us and our faith increases. And I just pray in your son's name, the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Bob. Now, Bob, you mentioned that your wife, Wendy, reads aloud to you, which again, I'm really grateful that you shared that in it, because couples can do so much to disciple and encourage each other spiritually. It's good for couples to pray together every day. It's good for them to read the Word of God aloud to one another every day. And so can you tell me, you mentioned how many times your wife, Wendy, has read through the Bible. Can you share with our listeners how many times she's read through it?
Sure. I share it often, not to brag, but just to share. And, you know, she does, and out of her, you know, I'm sure it's humility. She doesn't like me to do that. But I tell her, I said, you know, we're supposed to be salt and light. And if we're reading, it encourages other people to hear that we're reading.
Mm-hmm.
It encourages us to hear that other people are reading. So I said, you shouldn't mind it. And she's read it about four times a year for the last approximately 11 or 12 years. You know, you lose count after a while, but it's well over 40 times.
Mm. So she's read the entire Bible at least 40 times, right?
At least, yes. Mm. Cover to cover.
And praise God for that. Now, and of course, it's a good thing to do that. But entirely apart from the fact that just being able to say she's done it, one of the beauties behind that is that's transformation time. That's more time for Jesus to work on her heart and anybody else that does something similar. Whatever time you spend with the Lord Jesus reading the Word, that's time for Him to reach in your heart and mold and shape you to become more and more like Him. So that's such a good thing. And again, I appreciate just the role model that you and your wife, Wendy, are to others. Would you, Bob, pray for couples that they would grow in their commitment to disciple and encourage each other in their spiritual walk with the Lord? Because many couples really need to pray together more, to read the Word together more, and just encourage each other in when it comes to spiritual things. So would you pray for couples in their discipleship of one another and encouragement of each other?
Sure. Father, again, I just ask that this show today would be an encouragement to couples, that we would give practical examples of how to read or listen or take in or pray with your spouse, whether it's the man reading, the woman reading, the man praying, the woman praying, the times. I understand. We know that people are busy and working hard and trying to provide for their families. We're doing the same thing. And I just ask that you would take whatever examples that are given, and I pray that they would be practical and simple and easy, and that people would just see the need to learn your word, all the stories, all the principles, all the opportunities to gain wisdom and discernment, and then just apply them to their own lives. And and that there would not be any, not necessarily conviction, but just encouragement to do so. And I ask that you would open our eyes to see the need for it. Because without your word, our faith isn't going to increase. We're not going to have a biblical worldview. And we're not going to learn. So, Father, I pray your will be done on this. Amen.
Amen. Amen. And Father, I too thank you for every couple listening, every husband and or wife that's listening. And thank you for your hand of grace upon them. Father, anoint each one with a fresh anointing that would encourage husbands to make it a high priority to pray for and disciple and encourage their wives. I pray that you'll move upon every wife listening, that she would grow tremendously in her commitment to pray for and encourage and disciple her husband as well. And Lord, just set the prayer life of couples on fire so that they can pray with one another, pray alongside one another, and accomplish much to both bless their families and their homes, but also help them to be a greater blessing to your kingdom and to the world as they, as husband and wife, pray for each other, read the word together, pray for the world, pray for the needs of the world. And Lord, more and more, I pray that you draw more couples to get rooted in churches that will help them to become more fruitful in your hands, and that they in turn can be a blessing to that church, and they can help strengthen that church as they simply do what you call them to do as disciples. And Lord, help us to know that every husband has great spiritual influence in his wife's life when he chooses to do so. And help every wife to be mindful that she too has great spiritual influence with her husband as she chooses to do, as they pray for each other, encourage each other. We thank you and praise you. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Bob, thanks so much for being with us today, and keep up the great work. And please tell Wendy, thanks for being a faithful disciple as well, okay?
I will. Thank you.
You're listening to the Hour of Intercession. Our phone guest has been Bob McCoy. We'll be right back.
Bread of life sent down from glory. Many things you were on earth, a holy king, a carpenter, but you are the living word. Say it now. Come on. Come on, Houston, you can say it one time with us. Fred.
The music of Fred Hammond with You Are the Living Word. Thanks for listening to the Hour of Intercession here on American Family Radio. Our phone guest today is Bob McCoy, a servant of the Lord Jesus. And Bob has been sharing just about some of the discipleship habits between he and his wife, ways they encourage and disciple one another, and in some very fruitful ways. Bob, I want to invite you to go ahead and share some or more specifics of things, ways in which you and your wife kind of work together to disciple and encourage each other in your daily walk with the Lord. So if you'll go right ahead and share whatever's on your heart to share.
Sure, I appreciate it. I'm excited to share these. So my wife and I are just basic people like everybody else, and we know that everyone's busy, and we know that most households are working, if not one job, two jobs. And this, I just want to share a snapshot of a week of us and what we, you know, how we integrate the scripture into our lives, because it took time to figure it out. And so, you know, we have Bibles next to our bed, obviously, and I have one in my pickup under my console. I'd prefer a pew Bible, kind of a smaller one, and it fits in there nice. When I need it, I can pull it out. I listen on I have an hour drive to and from work. Mm-hmm. But here's a snapshot. In the morning when I walk out, not always, but half the time, even this morning, I walked out and the door's open, and I look back, and I walk back to her. I said, let's just pray before we go. Sometimes we don't have time. And we prayed, started the day right there. Mm-hmm. She called. And then always while we drive, every morning, one of us calls and we'll touch base before we get to work, because we really haven't had much time to even talk. It's so early. You know, I leave at 6. I get up at 4:50. And so she'll usually, we'll talk about something, but she almost always reads something to me while I'm driving, and you know, she'll say, what do you want? Or she'll have something that she wants. Usually I want something like a small letter read, you know, first, second, Timothy, 1st, 2nd, 3rd John, Jude, any letter. I love to hear complete letters because you hear the whole letter. You're not just getting a piece of it.
So, Bob, you're saying that like on you have a morning drive, kind of a long morning drive, and she'll call you up and read to you while you're during that hour drive. Is that right?
Absolutely, and I love it.
That's a great idea. But go ahead. Excuse me.
No. But I use that hour for whatever reason. You know, sometimes I'm just meditating. Sometimes I'm listening to, last week I listened to Ruth on, you know, the book of Ruth on the way home. Last night I listened to 1st and 2nd John, or 1st John chapter 1 and 2. I just, there's apps, there's YouTube, there's multiple sources. You can just turn your phone on and listen to the scripture being read to you while you're driving. If you're driving, mm-hmm. I'm driving an hour. And then at night, so on the way home, I usually listen. If I'm going to listen, it's going to be online. And then when I get home, that evening before we go to bed, she always reads to me. And I'm just going to share, I think there's a little humor in it, but we bought some land. It was wild land. Built a cabin out there. And it was about 7 years ago. And I said, can you start reading to me? Because she hadn't started reading to me yet. Mm-hmm. And she said, you need to read on your own. I'm like, I'm building you a house out here. And you're not building it. I'm exhausted. I've been in the hospital a couple times from exhaustion. Don't you think you could read to me? You're mm-hmm. an excellent reader. And she said, she thought about it. She goes, I will definitely read to you. Mm-hmm. And I think that was wonderful because she had at that time, she never read to me. And I'm like, I'm so tired. I'm like, can't you just read to me? And so from that point on, she's been reading to me every night for about 7 years.
Mm.
And she's an avid reader. She is a perfect reader.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not saying I can't read, but I love listening to her read. Mm-hmm. So I'm just sharing that. She reads at night. And then I keep my Bible under my council here in my work truck. My truck's my office, and I pull it out all the time. I pull it out for whatever reason. I've pulled it out and read to strangers, whoever, you know. I've had customers come up to thank me for how polite my crews are. I run about 15 crews for a tree. I'm an arborist, 15 tree crews for a power company.
Mm-hmm.
And I got people coming up and thanking me and saying, those are some of the most polite people I've ever had work in my yard.
Mm.
And next thing you know, we get talking. And next thing you know, there I am. They're asking me questions about God. And like the last gal I talked to, I said, look, just read, start in Romans. Read it till you, this is what I told her. Read it till you understand it.
Mm-hmm.
Once you understand it, I guarantee you'll believe it. And once you believe it, you'll be right with God. Mm-hmm. It's that simple.
Mm-hmm.
And mm-hmm. she took my number. She goes, can I have your number? And I just thank God for these appointments, mm-hmm. you know, because I work a secular job.
Mm-hmm.
But it doesn't mean I can't talk about God if someone opens the door.
That's right.
And so I just wait for people to open the door. Outside of that, I just try to operate on biblical principles at work.
Mm.
And but that's how we do it. You know, it's sometimes she's reading, sometimes I'm reading, sometimes she's praying, sometimes I'm praying.
Mm-hmm.
But one way or another, we're praying every day together and we're reading every day together. And here's what I want to tell everybody. It's not just reading. It's listening to the stories. The stories are there for our learning. It says so multiple times in Scripture, for our learning. When you listen to all these stories, it tells you what to do, what not to do. It warns you what will happen if you don't live right,
mm-hmm.
you know, according to God's principles. It talks about reaping and sowing. It talks about you're not ignorant anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't read it or listen to it, There's very little chance you're going to hear it all in a service. A service is an hour long, and very few people read for long periods in a service. Mm-hmm. So it's really up to us and our families to read. Mm-hmm. And I have one more short story, if I can.
Yes, go ahead.
One of the guys that works for me, he's 25, came to work for me right out of college, got a degree. He became one of my work planners. It's like an assistant manager. And he basically told me, after a few months of being there, he goes, man, they almost had me as far as being woke and being in a liberal thinking mindset. And so I thought, well, he's a really polite guy. He's a great guy. I'll just pray for him. I won't push him. And over the last couple of years, I've watched, he's come to me. One time he came to me, he goes, you know, I bought a Bible. I'm like, really? You bought a Bible all by yourself? He goes, yeah. He goes, I bought a Bible. Mm-hmm. And then he started reading it, and I didn't push him for anything. I just prayed for him, you know, and I treated him like I treat everybody else as best as I can. And just a week ago, he told me, he goes, you know, I got that baby boy is going to be born in December. He goes, I was reading to him the other night, him and my girl. And I just thought that was so cool. He's doing all this on his own, and I've watched him grow. Mm-hmm. And he was reading to his unborn baby boy. Mm-hmm.
Praise God.
That must have come from God. I didn't tell him to do that, you know?
That sounds like the Holy Spirit reaching through you, Bob, and touching someone's life and working on them as you've allowed the Lord to use you as a vessel. So praise God for that. So, amen. Mm.
So all I'm saying is the stories are needed. We need them. And the only way to do it, faith comes by hearing by the Word of God, is either read it or listen. And between a couple, you guys can make it work. I know you can, because we're making it work, and we're working crazy hours. Mm-hmm. So I just wanted to share that.
Well, Bob, you've shared a lot just kind of from your own journey between you and your wife, Wendy, and I really appreciate you sharing, because you've shared some things that I hope will greatly encourage many other couples who are listening about ways they can pray for and encourage each other in their walk with the Lord as well. Our time is just about completely gone here, though, but any final word in the next maybe 40 seconds you can share in the way of anything else you'd like to share with our listeners before our time runs out?
Just to listen, learn as many of the stories in the Bible as you can. When you're reading through from the beginning to the end, it all makes sense. Mm-hmm. And you can see how the people constantly turned away from God. This is what hit me most. Mm-hmm. From the beginning, you know, they turned away from God so quickly that God destroyed everything but Noah and eight people. Only eight people made it. Mm-hmm. And then right after that, you know, Abraham and all the way to the, when they went in the promised land, Moses, they turned away from God, and even Moses didn't get to go into the promised land. Mm-hmm. And then when they went into the promised land, they started turning away from God pretty soon. And you read it, and you just, it warns you, it gives you the clearest warning on how to, it gives you a desire not to turn away from God, because you see what happened to them. Even David, who loved God so much, King David and King Solomon, mm-hmm. they both had an immense amount of grief in their lives for their sin. Mm-hmm. So that's all I want to share. Listen to the stories, learn from them, and life will be much less chaotic.
Amen. Amen. Well, Bob, thank you again so much for being with us today and sharing about you and your wife's journey as you disciple each other. And Father, thank you again for Bob and Wendy, an example, the role model couple that they are. And thank you, Lord, for every husband and wife listening. I pray that many a couple will be greatly encouraged to become much more serious and passionate about discipling each other, praying for each other, encouraging each other, reading the Word of God for and with one another in order to disciple them. And Lord, help us to be mindful, Lord, that the best thing in the world we can give to someone else is Jesus. And for people that we love, obviously our spouses, giving them Jesus as we read the Word of God, and in some cases maybe a couple that maybe one or the other isn't saved, sharing the gospel with them. But help us to know, Lord, there's so much influence we have in the life of our loved ones if we would but use that influence, that opportunity to encourage each other in the faith, pray for each other, to read the word with each other, and to encourage one another in their walk with the Lord. Thank you for that opportunity, and thank you for Bob and Wendy. Bless them as a couple indeed. Expand their territory. Cause your hand to be mighty upon them. Keep them from evil, that they may not cause pain. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, as we normally do before we end the broadcast, if you're listening today and you've never asked Jesus Christ to come into your heart to be your Lord and Savior, today is a good day, a great day to be saved. If you'd like to make that step of asking Christ to come into your heart to save you and make you brand new, He will do it. If you'd like to make that step, would you, from your heart, pray this prayer with us right now? Lord Jesus, thank you for loving me so much that you came into this world a long time ago. You lived. You died on the cross to pay for all my sins. 3 days later, you rose up from the dead so that I could be saved. Lord, I confess, I've sinned and done wrong in many, many ways. Lord, I repent and I turn from the wrong I've done. Forgive me, Lord, for all the wrong things I've done. Lord Jesus, come into my heart. Forgive me for all the wrongs I've done in the past. Be the Lord and Savior of my life. You said in your word, whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Today, Lord, I'm calling on your name. Lord, save me. Fill me with your spirit. Help me to follow you all my life. Help me to read your word every day. Help me to pray every day. Help me to obey you, follow you every day. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Well, if you prayed and gave your life to Christ, we want to connect. We want to be in touch with you. Keep in mind, my email is joseph@afr.net. Again, that's joseph@afr.net. Please email us. We want to share with you, email to you some discipleship materials that'll help you to begin to grow and grow strong in your new walk with the Lord. Please get in touch so we can get that information to you. If you'd like to get copies of the articles that we shared, again, the titles, God's Word, 3 chapters a day, and Filling Your Life with God, one or both, just email us again. Same email, joseph@afr.net. Thanks for listening. Join us again next time for the Hour of Intercession.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast do not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.